This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wood County Sheriff's Department received a $10,000 donation in honor of Eleanor N. Roberts. This year marks the 40th anniversary of her murder in Wood County. The family of Mrs. Roberts wanted to recognize the dedication, professional casework, and extraordinary efforts of David Laud and Robert Lewandowski and others at the Wood County Sheriff's Department who worked tirelessly to bring resolution and justice in this case. The Wood County Sheriff's Department is honored to receive this recognition and humbled by the gift. They've decided to use the funds to honor one of their staff members every year, someone who goes above and beyond helping out a victim or the family of a victim. They say the money will last for many years. They will also have photos of Lon and Mary Roberts along with Eleanor on display at the new Sheriff's Department. Temperatures shifted and snow painted the state's landscape for the first time this season. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
Totals piled up for most areas at around 2 to 5 inches. But in Slinger and Beaver Dam, reports hit a high of 6.8 inches, well over a half a foot. With winter weather advisories alongside wind advisories, waves crashed along the shores of the Great Lakes at heights reaching 12 feet, pushing gale warnings into effect as well. Now, Lake Enhancement was the main player in the snow piles because the colder air rushed over the warmer waters, and winds were clocked gusting up to 46 miles per hour in Door County's Gills Rock. Flipping to rain through the afternoon, a majority of it will melt, but the storm was needed. 46% of the state is still in a drought, so this will help areas in the southeast the most, where severe drought lingers in Janesville and moderate conditions extend into Milwaukee. However, this leaves far northern parts of the state still in a severe drought because they missed out on some of the heavier totals this round.
The city of Wisconsin Rapids has several open positions they're looking to fill. They need two alternate members for the Board of Review and one for the Zoning Board of Appeals. The deadline is December 4th, and the deadline to apply for the position of Fire Chief is December 9th. The burglary of a Buckstar's home could be connected to other break-ins at other athletes' estates. Stuart J. Waddles has the story.
A string of home burglaries targeting professional athletes has caught the attention of investigators who are now exploring potential connections between the incidents. The latest victim, Milwaukee Bucks forward Bobby Portis, had his River Hills home burglarized earlier this month, with authorities noting similarities to break-ins at the residences of NFL stars Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. The investigation also includes a September burglary at Minnesota Timberwolves player Mike Conley's home. It suggested that there's a possible trend in high-profile athlete home invasions.
It's Winter Weather Awareness Week in Wisconsin, and Brown County Emergency Management Director Daniel Kane says besides food, water, warm blankets, chargers, and a snow shovel, cat litter is an important part of an emergency preparedness kit for your car.
We've got the cat litter there. That's for snow traction.
Make sure you're ready for winter weather. Two companies came together to make a huge donation of food in Wisconsin. Lisa Hale has the story.
Ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday, Amcor and Kraft Heinz are donating over 78,000 boxes of Kraft mac and cheese to America's food pantries. 49,000 boxes will be distributed in the Fox Valley alone. Ryan Rasmussen of the Oshkosh Area Food Pantry.
This is an incredible, incredible donation. We hope that this donation will last through the entire holiday season. Because who doesn't love mac and cheese for Thanksgiving? I know I do.
An update in that bizarre story about a Wisconsin kayaker. Police say he faked his own death. Police are now in a position where they're asking him to come home. Savannah Tomei Olson has the latest.
Authorities say 45-year-old Ryan Borgwar of Watertown staged a scene with his kayak at Green Lake back in August to make it look like he had drowned. Officials searched for him for 6 weeks. Green Lake County Sheriff Mark Podal.
He didn't expect us to go more than 2 weeks in searching for him. Well, I hate to tell you, he picked the wrong sheriff and the wrong department.
Then they learned his passport had been checked in Canada just a day or two after he disappeared. He had bought a new life insurance policy earlier this year and had a relationship with a woman in Uzbekistan. Now the sheriff says they've spoken with him. He's sent them a video to prove he's alive and okay. They believe he's somewhere in Eastern Europe. They just haven't figured out where. But he also told authorities about how he staged the scene and escaped. He researched the deepest lake in the state, found out it's Green Lake. He hid an e-bike nearby and then took a kid-sized inflatable boat into the middle of the lake to leave his kayak and dropped his phone into the water. He got back to shore on that kiddie raft. He hopped on the e-bike, got to Madison, took a bus to Detroit, and then went through the Canadian border. The sheriff said now their main focus is trying to convince him to come home. He even got choked up during the press conference.
Christmas is coming. And what better gift he could give his kids is to be there for Christmas with him.
He would likely face charges if he came home. The sheriff said he could be charged with obstruction of justice and could be ordered to pay back the $40,000 to $50,000 spent searching for him. Wisconsin's beloved nine-day gun deer season opens this Saturday, November 23rd. Here's Derek Tritz.
Our hunters harvested about 174,000 deer in 2023, down about 17% from the year prior. This year, however, hunters have some advantages, according to State Deer Program Specialist Jeff Pritzel.
The mild winter that we experienced last year, and what that means to the deer herd, you know, this year is higher fawn productivity, higher fawn survival from the previous year. And so that means, more deer on the landscape to a certain degree. And also as it relates to bucks, their antler development will be a little bit better this year.
As per usual, hunters should be on the lookout for chronic wasting disease, or CWD for short. With more information, here's DNR herd health specialist Aaron Larson.
So CWD sampling is still available statewide. Anywhere that a hunter harvests a deer in the state, they can get it submitted for CWD sampling for free. However, we do have priority areas this fall that we are especially interested in receiving samples from. So these are around newer detections of wild or farm-raised captive positive detections that are in portions of central and northern Wisconsin.
Hunters should also be on the lookout for elk, as elk populations in Wisconsin have increased. It isn't uncommon for elk to be misidentified as white-tailed deer during the season, but the DNR wants to keep the elk population intact. Information about how to identify elk for accurate reporting can be found online through the Wisconsin DNR's website.
Safety is always a priority during hunting season, and last year there were no fatalities. Still, hunters should remember gun safety fundamentals and to wear their blaze orange. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers missing some players. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers host the 49ers at Lambeau Field, but head coach Matt LaFleur says they'll likely be without two of their best defensive starters. Cornerback Jaire Alexander has a torn PCL, suffered 3 weeks ago in Jacksonville. Then at Wednesday's practice, rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper pulled a hamstring.
Did not practice for Jaire and Edgerrin Cooper.
Any concern about Sunday for him?
Yes.
Kickoff at 3:25. College football, Wisconsin heads to Nebraska to play the Cornhuskers at Memorial Stadium. Game time tomorrow, 2:30. Nebraska, 1.5-point favorites. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Pacers tonight in Milwaukee.
Okay, we have an incredible team coming in. Indiana beat us, I think, 4 or 5 times last year. No. Way more. 7 times, 7, 8 times. We got to play defense. We got to move the ball. They want to play fast. We got to sprint back. We got to take guys serious. But we're trending towards the right direction right now, so I'm happy.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. So how do you stop getting offered annoying roles in rom-coms that pay you $15 million? If you're Matthew McConaughey, you make a stand and say no thank you and move your family to a ranch in Texas. On the Good Trouble podcast, McConaughey said he had to leave Hollywood because of rom-com roles. The Dazed and Confused star said it was a scary move, and at one point he thought he might have to get another job, like teach at a high school, until he found out they make nowhere near $15 million. Having summers off only goes so far. If your favorite Ghostbuster was Ray Stantz, this might bring you down. Dan Aykroyd says he has no interest in playing the role again. The Saturday Night Live alum and original cast member has played the character over the course of 40 years and says the franchise is in good hands with actors like Paul Rudd and Carrie Coon moving forward. Glicked's weekend is here, and Wicked and Gladiator have high hopes for a box office splash. Wicked is expected to be the box office winner, with Universal Studios hoping for a $100 to $110 million opener. Paramount is hoping Gladiator 2 pulls in about $65 million, which would be a healthy start for a film that cost $250 million to make. Even those healthy estimates would have this twosome fall short of Barbenheimer's opening weekend, which pulled in $235 million a year and a half ago. Actress Rosemarie DeWitt recently appeared on the Drew Barrymore Show and said her husband, Ron Livingston, was so despised for his role as Jack Burger on Sex and the City that he couldn't even walk in New York City without rabid fans yelling and screaming at him. Ironically, when Livingston wanders through an office, he gets constant reminders about his TPS reports. Guy can't catch a break. If the Academy Awards have any meaning at all, they will nominate Denis Villeneuve for Best Director for Dune 2. Those are the words of actor Josh Brolin, who seems serious, adding he might quit acting altogether if his friend is not nominated for Best Director. Yeah, me too. The first Dune received 10 Oscar nominations in 2022, but not for Best Director, which obviously does not sit well with the No Country for Old Men actor. Thespians do tend to be a bit dramatic, but I hope Brolin doesn't quit acting. He's pretty good at it. Those of you who are shower indifferent, love camping in mud, and would like a shot at a serious injury might be interested to know that headliners for 2025's Coachella have been announced. Lady Gaga, Green Day, Post Malone, and Travis Scott will perform, and there will be an appearance by Yo Gabba Gabba. Can't hardly wait to not attend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high near 40. This afternoon, the wind will be out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy, low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, it'll be mostly cloudy again with a high in the upper 30s to near 40. Sunday, cloudy with a high in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.